most of us will have experienced the waves of emotions that are washing over us on a daily basis. Now, I'm a consultant surgeon at Watford General, but I do teach meditation. I'm an accredited meditation teacher with the British School of Meditation. I am not a psychotherapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and I don't profess to having any of those skills. Some of us will need some psychological support, and certainly within our organisation this is available at unprecedented levels, no thanks to the efforts of the wellbeing team, in particular Barbara Leon-Hunt. But it's useful for having ways to deal with emotions that come up in day-to-day life. The type of meditation that I teach is the one that I teach to beginners is known as an Advaita Vedanta body observation meditation. It's a self-observation, and part of that process is observing the body. Now, like thoughts, emotions will arise sometimes without any specific triggers, but often there is a specific trigger in the environment, something that makes you remember a fearful or sorrowful thought. Emotions arise spontaneously. Emotions, as I've mentioned before, really, if you dissect them down, they're thoughts that are arising, and these thoughts have recruited the sensations of the body. And in this recruitment of body sensations, these thoughts are given more power. And that is what we perceive as emotions. This is something that you can try, you can verify this for yourself. I don't want to do this now. It's not the right time, but perhaps when you finish work, either this morning or this evening, if you feel like the emotions are just too much. First of all, I have to get this out. Embrace the tears. It's okay to cry. I'm saying this to myself as well as to everyone who may be watching or listening. It's perfectly okay. We reject our emotions at our peril. You have to always think of the appropriate time for tears, and it's I'm not surprised to hear that people are in tears at the end of their shifts. Perfectly okay. It's a sign of compassion. It's a sign we recognize the suffering in others. So I say embrace it, and to all those macho people out there, you idiots, it's a sign of strength, not weakness. But a mechanism that may be helpful in dealing with emotions. Now, this is something that you should verify for yourself. It may not work for you, and you have lost nothing but maybe a few minutes of your time. But if you find it does work for you, then you can see. Well, all I can say is a lot of you know that I read a lot of the poetry of Rumi, and there's something that does stand out in one of his poems, that the cure for pain is in the pain. So when you experience any emotion, whether it's sorrow or fear, if you're on your own, just sit with it. Just recognize that this, like thoughts, these emotions are arising on the blue screen of awareness. Now just observe the sensations that you're feeling in your body. Now you'll feel them most vocally either in the chest or in the abdomen. Just give your full attention to the sensations that accompany the emotions, the sensations in the body. Disregard the thought that arise with the emotions. Just sit with the body sensations alone. Just sit with it. Don't analyze it. Do not attach a story to it. Just sit with it. Embrace it. Come close to it. Keep your thoughts aside. Just embrace the body sensations. Whatever you're feeling, if it's fear that arises, recognize the fear is known. The arising emotions are known. Recognize that which recognizes the fear, that which is aware of the fear, cannot be afraid itself. The fear is arising on the blue screen of awareness. You are that awareness. You are not the fear. You are what knows the fear. Similarly, if sadness arises or sorrow, see that the sadness or the sorrow is like a cloud appearing in the blue sky of awareness. Like fear, the sadness is just an emotion. It's just the thought form with accompanying body sensation. The sadness is known. But that which knows the sadness is not sad itself. You are the knowing of all your emotions. But you are none of your emotions. You are that which is aware of your changing emotions. But you yourself do not change. The awareness by which you know your emotions now is exactly the same as the awareness which knew your changing emotions when you were 5, 10, 20, or 30. Just go to the experience of that which was aware of the emotions then. And go to the experience of that which is aware of the emotions now. Although the emotions and the cause for the different emotions may change, that which is aware of the emotions never changes. It's never changed. It's not perturbed by emotions. It's not affected by emotions. nothing can take away or add anything to it. It is fully aware and at peace with everything that arises. And you are that. You just need to recognize that and just remember that. How is the best way to remember? You go directly to the experience of being the awareness of all that arises, whether it's thoughts, the changing perceptions of the world, the changing sensations in the body, the fleeting emotions. Go to that experience which doesn't change. That experience is the experience of being aware, of being aware. You ask yourself the question, am I aware? All of us, 7.6 billion of us, if we understand the question, the answer will be yes. But recognize that the question, am I aware, when it arises in the mind, is a thought form. The answer, yes, when it arises in the mind, is a thought form. But something occurs between the two thoughts. Attention sinks to its source, the source of awareness, the heart of awareness. That event is not recognized by the mind. It's important to recognize that because it's in between two thoughts. So the mind doesn't register it as a thought. But something indeed does happen in that moment, which occurs out of time. It is the key to being present as well. If you're thinking about being present and you're thinking about being mindful, then you're not really being present or being mindful because you're thinking about it. This is the misnomer of mindfulness. Just allow your being to be more spontaneous and just try and stay in that space a little bit longer after asking the question. Now, that place doesn't appear, that awareness that you sink into, it doesn't come and go. It shines with the same intensity throughout. But when thoughts arise again, that peace is veiled. But that peace pervades our every experience, and we just need to recognize it and remember that it's there and it's accessible. And the more you go there, the more peace you will have. This is the highest meditation, which is recognized in all the world traditions. It's known by different names, and I'm not going to go into the different names because I don't want to create another story for you. All I can say is, although there may not be the scientific evidence for these techniques as there are for drugs or things that attract research funding, because this is something free and this is something that's accessible. Although the level one research may not be out there, this wisdom goes back over 2,500 years, and there's many tens, hundreds of thousands of people around the world who recognize the importance of these teachings. And I'm grateful to my teachers, all my teachers, my many, many teachers, but in particular, Rupert Spira, whose own teachings have inspired my own. Thank you very much for watching. I will try to return tomorrow. I'm not working tomorrow, but if I don't sleep in, I will be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Take care and please stay safe. And know that help is available if you do need it. Thank you.